The president's third visit to the region in as many years is being hailed as a feather in the cap of UAlbany's Nanotech College.
Well, we can't just go back to the way things used to be. We've got to move forward to an economy where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody's doing their fair share, everybody plays by the same set of rules. And that's what you guys are doing here in Albany. You're investing in your future.
President Obama praised SUNY's high-tech success in Albany, calling it a model for the rest of the country. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer agrees.
I think we should just play and replay what's going on here in Albany is good for the entire country. I thought that was the statement.
CNSE hasn't escaped notice by the Republican who will likely challenge Obama for the presidency come November. Mitt Romney has cited Albany's nanotechnology initiative as, quote, vital to the economy and to our nation's competitiveness. Congressman Chris Gibson stresses the importance of bipartisanship.
We actually have worked together on big issues, on budget, on trade, and on taxes. You know, we worked together to get the Budget Control Act last year, which was a major piece of legislation. We did that together in a bipartisan, bicameral way with the president. Trade policy, which is so important to our economy. You know, we worked together, Republicans and Democrats, and also in a bicameral way with the administration with regard to South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. And then also tax policy. You know, we worked together with regard to the payroll tax extension. Now, I would also tell you that long term, we need this comprehensive tax reform. That is a better way of facilitating economic growth and actually making it more simple and more fair, the tax code.
H. Carl McCall, chairman of the State University Board of Trustees, believes Congress has been Obama's biggest roadblock.
The president has put forward proposals that'll jumpstart the economy, create jobs, and Congress has been the problem. So he has laid out a very specific agenda for Congress, and our job is to try to urge Congress to act on that agenda.
Assemblyman Jack McEnany feels the presidential visit caps years of achievement for the greater Capital Region.
It's impressive that we were able to get the President of the United States here in the Capital District three times during his presidency. I liked his message, and I think as one who's stepping down after 20 years and watched the Centers for Applied Technology grow into the Nanotech College, it's kind of the icing on the cake, almost a graduation that we've arrived in the eyes of the state, the nation, and the world. This is only going to improve and continue for not just years, but generations.
The innovation at CNSE continues. Steve Janak is Vice President for Marketing and Communications at the Nano College. He explains the importance of Nano Career Day happening right now on campus.
As you can imagine, the day after President Obama visited the Nano College, the kids are just beyond excited today. We have more than 300 middle and high school students from schools all across New York State. They're here to get really an up-close look at the future of nanotechnology, what it means for them in terms of educational opportunities and career opportunities. And nanotechnology is an industry which is growing very rapidly across New York State and provides opportunities for careers at a multitude of levels.
Janek says three-quarters of the most recent Nano graduates remain in New York State working at high-tech companies or continuing their education.
So the message is, for students who are from New York State, once you engage at the Nano College for education, this is a place that will keep you for high-tech positions.
Janek notes students from other states are finding they have better opportunities here in New York and are staying here as opposed to going back where they came from. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.